It is coming up on 24 past. It's time now for a check of the markets with our friends from Richland IFC. Mike Krueger joins us on a Wednesday today, and we picked the hottest day of the week, so we could keep you off the golf course today, Mike. Keep you nice and cold.
That's not where I am.
No, I know. All right. What
not
are we,
where I am.
What are we thinking out there? I guess we can talk markets here first today. Not such a pleasant day overall, except for soybeans for the most part. Any thoughts on today?
You know, interesting. Soybeans are strong because 2 days in a row we've announced soybean export sales totaling about 1 million tons or 40 million bushels, roughly, and I think the belief is that all of that's going to China. So that kept the soybean market a little bit edgy and closed 20-some higher. The weakness in wheat and corn is interesting. You know, early in the week and late last week when we started bombing, the Russians were bombing Odessa, and then a couple of days ago they were dropping drones or fired up and trying to hurt some storage facilities along the Danube River, so people thought that'll be the end of corn and wheat exports from Ukraine for a while. And then today the rumors are, well, gee, now they're thinking maybe they can rail corn and wheat from Ukraine either to the Adriatic Sea down towards Italy or up to the Baltic. I think both of those is a pipe dream, but it was those rumors that had everybody all of a sudden today selling corn and, and wheat. So, you know, a lack of any more bombing or shelling or drone attacks overnight on export facilities, coupled with some people suggesting, well, gee, maybe they can go different ways by rail. I don't think that's feasible, or it would have been happening, you know, several months ago. So that was the story, and I think we're just going to be this way. And weather still is out there today, our hottest day. But if you look, you know, nationally, there's really not much rain in sight.
No.
Any place. And I got a bunch of pictures just in the last half hour from a friend in Canada who just completed a Durham wheat tour up there. And Durham was all grown basically within 100-mile radius of Moose Jaw in that area. They haven't had any rain, and he's got their crop down at least 30-35% from last year. And I think they're going to start looking at spring wheat the rest of the week. So, you know, I'm not bearish yet, but we have to put up with these days of this wild volatility, both higher and lower.
Yeah, I know they got the quality wheat tour going on in North Dakota and kind of surrounding areas for these days. And I know the first day, actually, there wasn't much of a loss there, but then they started getting into some of the more probably drought-stricken areas and some of the bushel projections, you know, kind of swooping down. I'll be honest, though, the numbers still aren't incredibly bad, and I'll be interested to see how that the numbers end up on Thursday when they finally put everything out.
Yeah, I agree. The question with spring wheat, of course, is it was so hot so early, and typically that's not good for wheat yield. So I did see the eastern quarter of the state's yield numbers, not bad at all, and I haven't seen anything since.
Right.
Thursday they wrap it up and they'll give us a number.
Fortunately, part of that might have been the bad winter that never ended up letting up for quite a while, so there were a few spring wheat guys that just didn't get in as early as they normally did, so the later planted guys didn't end up as quite as bad. Soybeans. Let's talk about that. Food-grade soybeans and Richland IFC. What's going on?
Well, you know, that market doesn't go away, and in fact, the other reason that soybean markets are a little bit stemmy or hot today is because the Chinese government has apparently now decided to try to stimulate their economy. And, of course, then that leads to the belief that, well, if they stimulate the economy, maybe they'll eat more soybeans. And, of course, food-grade soybeans all up and down, you know, the Pacific Rim is growing in popularity. It's always been big, but it's now spreading south of Korea and Japan. Richland IFC wanted a 20% increase in food-grade soybean acres in 23 this year, and I'm guessing they're going to want to see that much of an increase again next year. Doesn't seem to be very price sensitive, no matter how expensive they get. And last year we had $4 to $6 premiums over the November futures, the soybean futures market, not local, that's over the futures. They haven't come out with premiums yet. They'll wait to see how everything plays out the next couple of months in terms of production. But my bet is they're going to have very strong premiums again for the 24 food-grade soybean crop.
Yeah, the Asian market, the export for U.S. soybeans, again, has just been crazy over the last year. Got about a minute here, so for folks maybe interested in finding out more about how they can be a part of what Richland IFC does, how do they do that?
Well, I think the starting point would be to give Jake a call at 218-643-1797. He can answer any questions. He can talk to individuals more about when and perhaps a range and what premiums might be for 24 food grade soybeans. I mean, if they were to start today with the same premiums as last year, we'd be at $18 to $20. Those are big numbers.
Absolutely.
Also, I think they can continue to talk to the NDSU Extension people. They food grade soybeans have been included in their test plots and field trials for a long, long time. Richland has done their own genetics, so they have geared their plants and their production, their types of food grade soybeans to what their customers want. So they've been around a long time. Jake's number again is 218-643-1797.
Mike Kruger, Richland IFC, thank you for the update. We'll check in with you again next week. Stay cool.
Awesome. Yep, thanks.
All right, Mike Kruger again, our sponsor, Richland IFC. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk all weeds. Well, mostly weeds. Joe Eichle, NDSU weed specialist, coming up next on Farm Talk.